Tens of thousands of Americans with disabilities have lost their voting rights. That usually happens when a court assigns them a legal guardian. Now some are fighting to get those rights back. Here's NPR's Pam Fessler.
A long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come.
Several activists and friends greeted David Rector recently when he emerged from the county courthouse in San Diego. He'd gone there to file a request to have his voting rights restored. Rector lost those rights in 2011 when his fiancée, Rosalind Alexander Kasparek, was appointed his conservator. She described what happened inside.
He did manage to say through his electronic voice on his eye tracking device, "I, David Rector, want my voting rights restored immediately."
Which is crucial because under a new California law, individuals with guardians have to express a desire to vote to be able to do so. Rector, who used to work for NPR, had a brain injury that left him confined to a wheelchair and unable to speak, although he can communicate through electronic devices. He's believed to be one of more than 30,000 Californians and an unknown number of others in the U.S. who've lost their voting rights under state guardianship laws.
The problem with those laws is that a determination of guardianship or competence really has nothing to do with someone's ability to vote.
Jennifer Mathis is with the Bazelon Center for Mental Health Law in Washington, D.C.
They have to do with someone's ability to ensure their basic health and safety needs.
And she says just because someone can't do one thing doesn't mean they can't do another. But such distinctions are seldom made in laws that vary widely around the country. 11 states do not disqualify individuals from voting because they have a mental disability. But in other states, those under guardianship are routinely barred from voting. And still others, such individuals need to show that they have either the ability or desire to cast a ballot before they're allowed to do so. Mathis says this often means disabled voters are held to a higher standard than everyone else.
Those people end up having to answer questions like, who's the governor? Who's the president? Who's the mayor? Why do you want to vote? How would you vote on a particular issue? And those are exactly the type of questions we never would impose on voters without disabilities.
Advocates argue that's a violation of the Voting Rights Act. Still, the issue is hardly black and white. Some people worry that those under guardianship could have their votes manipulated by someone else. When California softened its law last year to allow people to keep their rights if they expressed a desire to vote, Republican State Senator Jeff Stone objected. He said the law would take discretion away from judges in guardianship cases.
I think this bill is equating desire to vote with the competency to vote. A conservative may want to drive a car, but may not be competent or able to drive a car and get a license is a perfect example.
And in David Rector's case, the judge ruled last week that she was not yet convinced that he should have his rights restored. The judge said she needed more evidence that he wants to vote. Alexander Kasparek said afterwards, she's hopeful Rector will prevail, but disappointed he'll have to wait even longer to get back his rights.
That hurts. I think that hurts David. I know it hurt me. It hurt me for David. And it hurt me for, you know, all those people out. That's David's response. Did you hear it?
She says Rector's very eager to vote this November, that he spends much of his time following the news on TV and radio, and is better informed than many voters. She now has to convince the judge. Pam Fessler, NPR News.